Track 9, more news stories. Makeover for Moreton Hampstead shops. Moreton Hampstead Town Centre is set to get a makeover thanks to a grant scheme that will provide retailers with funding to upgrade their shop fronts. The Parish Council has £10,000 to spend on the shopfront grant scheme, which it hopes will make the town centre more attractive and inviting. We believe this will not only boost local pride, but also attract more visitors and benefit local trade, a spokesperson from the Parish Council said. However, retailers only have until Friday, November 15th to apply for the funding. Application forms for the grant are available on the Parish Council website. The £10,000 grant comes from the UK Government Shared Prosperity Fund, administered by Teignbridge District Council. The UK Shared Prosperity Fund is government money that is shared out by district councils to improve pride in place and life chances across the UK by investing in communities and place, supporting local businesses and people and skills. Moreton Hampstead Parish Council has also secured £7,500 of UK Shared Prosperity funding to pay for a traffic survey. Conducted by external consultants, the survey will look at ways to reduce through traffic in the town to create a safer, more welcoming environment for residents and visitors. The traffic survey will consider air quality, disabled access, street parking and delivery arrangements for businesses in the town centre. Moreton Hampstead is not the only town centre to use shared prosperity funding to improve its shopping area. Retailers and business owners in Dawlish are also benefiting from a shop improvement grant scheme.
Appeal after Tynmouth Road tree collision. A man in his 80s has sustained injuries thought to be life-changing after a collision on Tynmouth Road. Police are appealing for witnesses and information following Sunday's, on November the 10th, incident, which saw a red Nissan Note collide with a tree on the A379. A man in his 80s was taken to Derriford Hospital with injuries believed to be life-changing. The road was closed while an investigation was carried out at the scene. Officers from the road's policing team would like to thank the public for their patience whilst the road was closed, a spokesperson for Devon and Cornwall Police said. Anyone with any relevant information or dash cam footage which may assist the investigation is asked to contact police via our website or by calling 101.
Water company checks surge. The crackdown on water companies to improve water quality has seen nearly 500 inspections carried out by environmental agency officers in the southwest since April. New teams of inspectors have hit the ground running and ramped up checks of water company assets significantly. The teams will continue to grow to support the Environment Agency's goal to quadruple inspections to 4,000 by the end of March 2025. South West water sites in Devon and Cornwall have been visited 215 times since April. A team of 15 officers is dedicated to holding water companies to account and flagging issues for attention. Issues like water treatment works not being compliant with permits and putting measures in place to address concerns about storm overflows. Across Bristol, Somerset, Dorset and Wiltshire, more than 230 inspections have been carried out by a team of 7 officers, with a second team of 8 expected to start early next year. Clarissa Newell, who is one of the Environment Agency's Water Industry Regulator Managers, said, "Water company performance is not good enough. We will change that. We now have more people who are very good at finding faults, flagging them and checking progress. This focused approach of turning inspection data into actionable intelligence will drive improvements in the water industry, which will end the public expect to see." The surge in inspections is part of the National Water Industry Regulation Transformation Programme that will see up to 500 new and experienced staff recruited across the country. Together, the new recruits will enable water company inspections to increase to 4,000 by the end of March 2025, 10,000 in 25-26 and 11,500 in 26-27. The Environment Agency is already conducting the largest ever criminal investigation into potential widespread non-compliance by water and sewerage companies at thousands of sewage treatment works. Since 2015, the Environment Agency has concluded 63 prosecutions against water and sewerage companies, securing fines of more than £151 million.
Youngster Arlo's tabletop sale extravaganza. A Year 6 pupil from a Teambridge primary school has helped raise money for the Royal British Legion as part of his civic award. Arlo Fishley, who attends Blackpool Primary School, spent a recent Saturday in aid of the RBL, part of his school's civic award. Arlo said, "I enjoyed showing my support to the Royal British Legion and I liked how people joined in. Lots of people have lost a loved one in the war, so it's lovely to see the joy on people's faces when they get the chance to buy some poppies." Arlo approached Liverton's RBL fundraising ambassador, Joan Court, with his idea of a tabletop sale. Joan then reached out to Jim Portis, MBE, who provided a Second World War era Willys MB 1944 Jeep, as well as other World War II paraphernalia. "We raised £65 on the day of the stall, and I've since enjoyed going out with Joan selling poppies to local people in our area," Arlo said. World War I books, paintings, jewellery and bric-a-brac were all on sale. Prior to the tabletop sale, Arlo spent a few days going door-to-door with Joan raising money for the Royal British Legion. One of the seven key areas Arlo needed to complete for his civic award is active citizenship in the local community. Blackpool Primary School encourages all of their Year 6 students to take part in its civic award. The school hopes the initiative will help people to develop pupils' attitudes and values. The award also boosts self-esteem and encourages a selfless aspect, the school says.
New rules for disposing of furniture. Starting Sunday, December the 1st, householders in Devon will face new regulations concerning the disposal of upholstered furniture, commonly referred to as waste upholstered domestic seating, or WUDS. In compliance with updated requirements from the Environment Agency, residents will now be limited to disposing of these items at 8 designated household waste recycling centres. WDS encompasses a range of furniture pieces, including sofas, armchairs, recliners, futons, and upholstered garden furniture. These items are of particular concern because they often contain persistent organic pollutants, or POPs, and other hazardous chemicals. Used primarily as fire retardants, these substances can linger in the environment and accumulate in the fatty tissues of humans and wildlife, posing significant health and environmental risks. Due to the regulations, it is now mandatory for all woods, WUDS, to be segregated and transported separately from other waste. Consequently, specific facilities must be developed at HWRCs to properly manage these materials, leading to a reduction in the number of sites that can accept them. Unfortunately, many recycling centres in Devon will not have the capacity to take these waste upholstered domestic seating. The HWRCs designated to accept waste upholstered domestic seating include Brunel Road in Newton Abbot, that's in Teambridge, Knowle Hill in Exmouth, East Devon, Pembrook Road in Exeter, Ashley in Tiverton, Mid Devon, Seven Brethren in Barnstaple, North Devon, Biddeford, Torridge, Ivy Bridge, South Hams, and Oakhampton, West Devon. Residents are urged to ensure they dispose of their woods at the appropriate locations after December the 1st, either by visiting the designated sites or by arranging a bulky collection through their district council, who will charge for this service. Councillor Roger Crode, the cabinet member responsible for waste services, said, "The Environment Agency require that waste upholstered furniture is incinerated in order to safely destroy the pops forever, chemicals contained within them."